Peya Perik Zion Mishnah Dalet. Ezhu Oilelis. So when the Torah says, V'karmachol loisa oilel, what is oilelis? What do we have to give to the aniyim? Kol she'en lo loy chosef v'loy notayf. So it's anything that has no chosef, which sounds like a shoulder, but there's a picture that I put below, where each grape is leaning on its shoulder, v'loy notayf, and it also has the, it doesn't have the, at the bottom of the spine, there are grapes that stick out on the bottom, so I also highlighted that, and I drew that as well. So when a cluster of grapes have this, this is a healthy cluster, a nice cluster of grapes, this is not an oilelis, this is kept by the Baal HaBayis. When it has these characteristics, when the grapes are full and they sort of lean on each other, and each one leans on the shoulder of the next, and also the bottom has the notef on the bottom, then it stays by the Baal HaBayis. So kol she'en lo kotef loy notef, that's called an oilelis. That's incomplete and it's given to the ani. Im yesh lo kotef oy notef, however, if it has both, then it's a complete cluster. Shall Baal HaBayis, then it belongs to the owner. Im Sofik, if you're Misupik, Laniyim, it's given to the Aniyim. Just like we had, Sofik, Leket, is given to the Aniyim, it's Leket, so too. Sofik, Oilelis, is also given to the Aniyim. Oilelis Sheba Arkuva, so what if you have an Arkuva is a vine, I drew a picture below, and on this Arkuva, there's Oilelis as well, there's this incomplete Oilelis. Im Nikretzis Ima Eshkol Harehi Shel Baal HaBayis. If it's cut off with the cluster, they're together, and they're cut off together, so it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. V'im lav, and if it's not cut off, rather, it's cut off separately from the vine. Harehi shel aniyim. So this is going to be, so it depends on how it's situated on the vine. If it's going to be cut off with the other eshkol, it stays Baal HaBayis. But if it's going to be cut off separately, then it's harehi shel aniyim. Mishnah continues, gargir yechidi. Now the Rav explains, this is one, gargir just means like a berry. So it's not specifically meaning one berry here, but we mean a stem. Every stem of grapes, so it has these little mini stems that go to the side, as you can see on the other clusters. So this one has no stems that go to the side. It almost disappears. The stems that normally go to the side on a normal grape cluster, on this one, you just have one stem that attaches directly to the vine. And this one stem, this one mini stem that's attached directly to the vine, has grapes on each side. Only two or three grapes or whatever. So we drew a picture. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol. So Rabbi Yehuda says that since the grapes are lying on each other somewhat, and they also have the natef on the bottom, so they have a katef and natef, it's true that they don't have a lot of different mini stems on the side, but since altogether you have what's needed and there's more than two and three berries total, there's more than two or three berries, and that's the main point that's needed based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that the Rav brings. So therefore, Yehuda Omer Eshkol, it's considered a full cluster. You have what you need. V'cham Omerim Oilelis. V'cham say, it's not an Eshkol, it's an Oilelis. The way that these grapes sit on each other is not a normal katef like we would have in a complete cluster, where you have not just this one mini cluster as its own, but rather you'd have several mini clusters, where the mini clusters has the grapes lying one on top of the other, like I drew in the first picture. That's going to be a real katef. This is not really a katef, because these are just, the way they're lying on them is not normal, and therefore it's considered oilelis. So, chamayim oilelis, chamsayt oilelis, and therefore it goes to the aniyim.